We're joined in the studio here by Bishop Angelos, who's General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church here in the UK. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an awful episode, clearly, and a tragedy for those involved and their families. What do you think it tells us about what's happening in Libya and more broadly in North Africa?
It tells us that there are people who give themselves the right, with their narrowing perspective, to determine who has and has not a right to exist and who they want to share their space with, and anyone who doesn't fit within that becomes a legitimate target. They can take lives, and not only that, but parade people around almost as trophies and then intimidate their families and add to their pain by executing them so publicly and so barbarically.
The Coptic community, very ancient in origin, of course, has had a very bad time in recent years, in Egypt and outside it. There must be a sense of fear in that community and among those to whom you minister in this country.
I think there is pain, but one thing we haven't lived over these centuries is fear. For some reason, there is a resilience and there is a faith there where I think we're confident that we're staying there, we're confident that we belong there. It's painful, it's challenging, but I don't think fear is one of the words that determines how we react to these situations.
But presumably, those people to whom this terrible deed came in Libya had gone there in an attempt to escape from somewhere else.
Well, the people who were there actually were there because of economic situations. They had gone, they're from very modest families, and they've gone to earn money to support their families back in Egypt.
You're in a position where you clearly are suffering the pain of these events, but like so many people, and we heard the rabbi a moment ago speaking in similar terms, it's so difficult to know how to respond, apart from uttering the words which you've uttered in the studio this morning. What should people do in response to this kind of attack, the sort of things we've seen in Denmark, the sort of things we are seeing in Libya?
I think there needs to be a raising of awareness. And one thing I've said time and time again over the last couple of days, and I'm sorry if people have heard it over and over, is the sanctity of life. We can't dehumanize people. We can't just make people objects of anger, and so therefore legitimize taking their lives. If we push this message home, if we make people aware that every life is sacred, so whether it's in Syria or Libya or Iraq, or even people here who are supporters, they realize that these very polished and produced, choreographed videos that glamorize death and glamorize this barbaric action is not something they would want to sign up to.
Bishop Angelos, General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the UK, thank you very much for joining us.